Wednesday, October 18th, 2006, Toronto Maple Leafs versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number six.
Volski, quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now, and he has an answer for
Hello,
everything.
everyone, and welcome to AvsCast episode number 16. We did notice a few errors on the last podcast. One of them being that at the end of one of the sections there was a little staticky noise, and also I said that they had six more penalties over that entire game than any other game, which it was only four. They had six penalties, four more than, or 10 penalties, which was four more than any other game, which was six. And also in the show notes, I noticed that the title was the same as episode 14's title. Today, the Avs took on one of the original six NHL teams, the Maple Leafs, and we crushed them 4-1. Just a little fact to note, Tyler Arneson has an amazing 5 points in his last two games. When we return, we will have the first period under review. Welcome back. The Maple Leafs and the Avs had a good first period, although it came much sooner for the Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs started the period on a good note, getting their first goal a mere 2.5 minutes into the period.
Into the near side corner by Kurt Sauer. Puck turn of a shot. Who scored the goal? He's quite a story as he has come back to the National Hockey League after disappearing. And he scores the first goal of tonight's game.
About midway through the period, the Avs struck back with a nice goal of their own.
Jake Spetangeli with the only goal. Rebound, shot, save, rebound, score! Brett McLean with his first of the season. That was the second rebound.
The score at the end of the period was 1-1, but Toronto could have easily made it 2 or even 3-1. Same for the Avs. When we return, we'll have the second period under review. The second period was pretty even. Neither team's got any goals for the first 16 minutes at least. Right after the 4-on-4 was over, I mean, right after, when the 4-on-4 disappeared, the Avs got the goal. Goal.
To go the other way. Bottles, nice pass. Shot and scored! His second of the game. John Michael Lyles has made the Avs a 3-1 lead in the third period.
The period was relatively mellow from then on, assuming there were only 3.5 minutes left. Neither team got a goal. The period ended with the score of 2-1, Avs leading, of course, and when we will turn, we will have the third period under review. Welcome back. The third period was owned by the Avs. They scored two goals. Lyles got his second goal of the game. His first was the game winner, of course. That gave the Avs a 3-1 lead.
And he burst through it, picked up the puck, slides it across, 2-on-1. Hayden, shot, score! Stastny and Volski will get assists on that goal, and the Avalanche lead the game 4-1 on Hayduk's second of the year.
Period, a breakaway with Hayduk, Stastny, and Volski resulted in the fourth and final goal of the period from Milan Hejduk.
Minutes to play. Arneson, nice move. The puck loose. And it's a goal. It counts. And the Avs lead 2-1. Tyler Arneson should get another point out of it. And the Avalanche have a 2-1 lead.
Maple Leafs fought pretty hard trying to get the at least a goal or two, but Peter Budaj had some saves he didn't deserve to have. When we come back, we will have the normal housekeeping. Check out the Avscast forums, which can be found by looking in the show notes or in the podcast info. Just a little update on the Avscast widget. We are pretty far into development. All we have left is to set the images, so we expect to have that ready for download by tomorrow. The show notes can be found at geocities.com/udtmnshownotes/avscast, or you can just copy and paste the link in the show notes, or the podcast info, my bad. And please send us feedback@avscast.com. That's it for today, and enjoy the rest of your week.